This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild got a wild goal in overtime and beat Nashville last night in St. Paul 3-2. Marcus Johansson netted the game winner even though the puck never went into the net. The Predators goaltender knocked the cage off its moorings, and the on-ice referee awarded the goal anyway. For his part, Johansson was a bit confused as it all unfolded.
I had no idea, honestly. I don't know what the rule is, so...
Minnesota head coach John Hines.
From my angle, when it happened originally, it looked like he had not. I didn't know that he had knocked it off with his arm prior to the goal, so I wasn't sure. But then when I went back and watched it, then I understand the call for sure and the rule.
Kirill Kaprizov and Zeev Bouyum scored the regulation goals for Minnesota. The Gopher women's basketball team beat North Dakota last night 91-47, playing well on both ends of the floor, according to head coach Dawn Plitzewhite. She says they stayed focused the entire game.
The score, I think, is something that we're not looking at. It's looking at how did we get better from our last scrimmage to this? What do we carry over? One of the things that we felt like we had to do a better job of was finishing possessions. We had some possessions where at 5 seconds or 4 seconds, you know, we gave something up. And I thought we did a much better job of finishing possessions out today.
Minnesota will host Manhattan on Friday. NBA, the Wolves are at the Knicks tonight at Madison Square Garden. Both teams are 4-3. The Twins officially introduced their new manager yesterday, Derek Shelton. He's pumped up about his opportunity, even at a time that fans are disgruntled.
Number one, excitement about the young group we have. Excitement about the pitching group we have. And I understand, you know, the frustration, but I also embrace the passion that they have. And I think it's one of the main reasons that I wanted to be back here, because I know how passionate Twins territory is.
Shelton was a bench coach in Minnesota in 2018 and 19. He was fired last season from Pittsburgh and takes over for the fired Rocco Baldelli in the Twin Cities. This is MNN Sports.